The pronouncement of the word of the Lord concerning Israel. The Lord who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of a person within him, declares, "Behold, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that causes staggering to all the peoples around. And when the siege is against Jerusalem, it will also be against Judah. It will come about on that day that I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who lift it will injure themselves severely, yeah. And all the nations of the earth will be gathered against it. Strike every horse with confusion, and its rider with insanity. But I will watch over the house of Judah while I strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. Then the clans of Judah will say in their hearts, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are a strong support for us. Clans of Judah, like a fire pot among pieces of wood, and a flaming torch among sheep, so they will consume on the right and on the left all the surrounding peoples, while the inhabitants of Jerusalem again live on their own sides in Jerusalem.
Save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem will not be greater than Judah. On that day, the Lord will protect the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the one who is feeble among them on that day will be like David, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. And on that day I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of pleading, so that they will look at me whom they pierce, and they will mourn for him like one mourning for an only son, and they will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem will be great, like the mourning of Hadadrimon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, every family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of fight.